The study of thermodynamics is so broad that it helps to divide it in several different ways. Classical thermodynamics takes a macroscopic approach to the behavior of matter. We measure properties such as temperature and pressure to help us predict other properties and to predict the behavior of matter as it undergoes a process. In contrast, statistical thermodynamics strives to predict the behavior of macroscopic masses of matter based on the properties of the individual molecules that make up the mass. In this course, we'll study classical thermodynamics. Now, the study of thermodynamics can also be divided into pure component and solution thermodynamics. Solution thermodynamics is a bit more complicated than pure component thermodynamics. The good news for you is that in this program, we'll only study pure component thermodynamics. Now, another major area of thermodynamics is the study of phase equilibrium. We will study this in some detail in Chapter 2, and it'll be an important part of almost every other chapter in the course. Now, another important area of thermodynamics is the study of chemical reaction equilibrium. This topic is not covered in this program, but chemical engineering students will learn more about this in their advanced thermodynamics course.